It's time for Let's Talk on WPPA, AM 1360, A106 FM, and on the web at WPPARadio.com. Stories making news, special guest interviews, your phone calls, and more. The views expressed on Let's Talk are not necessarily those of the management or staff of WPPA. Now, here's your host, Jay-Z.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Let's Talk. It is Friday, the 16th of May, and we've got a great program lined up for you today. We're talking about something very popular in our listening area and something that's been going on for a long time, Kilbasi Fest slash Heritage Day in the borough of Shenandoah 462. And we are lucky enough to have with us in studio, the Kilbasi Kings are with us. We have got Mark Kovalunik, Jess, and Dave Lucky Lukashunas in studio. We're going to talk about this this year's event. So, folks, welcome to the program. Get up a little closer to that. You got to get a little closer to the microphone.
All right, Jay-Z, put the music back on.
No, we're good. Take two. No, you're good.
But thanks for having us.
Well, you know what? Thank you guys for coming in, because when I got the great idea to go down and talk to Jess about this, I'm like, that's the day before this all starts. So I know you guys are getting busy because it's crunch time, because you guys get an early start on this. I mean, people show up when it's already going on, but man, there's a lot that's involved before you even hit the streets.
Oh yeah, besides that, we're busy year round. I mean, our break times are never there, I don't think.
Now I'm going to go to Mark and Dave on this one. Do you remember when this whole thing started? When the idea came up? Because I remember we were on board for year one, and we're like, Kilbasi Fest. And and when it's the first year of anything, you don't know how it's going to go. And I can remember, I'll share this. It didn't go great in the beginning. We learned an awful lot from that first one. Breakers were tripping. I thought you were going to kill somebody.
Yep.
But that first year was a very much learning experience. And I'll tell you what, from then on out, it just got bigger and I think better every year.
Well, it was a lot of fun time and all. I mean, Mark, do you remember what year we first started? We were doing the samples, and we got samples that weren't even properly cooked at all. And
yeah, it was tough, and it's still we were having trouble back then, and we have the same troubles today. And the big problem is the weather that we worry about. There's nothing we could do about it. We worry about it all the time. What are we going to do? Are people still going to come out? How much do we make? It's that every year. We did that the first one, and here we are in number 12 or 13, and we're still doing it.
Yeah, it's around there.
I definitely think we have hiccups every year, but the Friday before, we're all still pretty excited.
Well, I'll tell you one thing is I don't think there's been too many years that there wasn't sprinkles, rain, or something coming down on us, even if it was bird poop.
And people still come out year after year, and we all,
And they come from far and wide. That's a neat thing. I mean, can you recall, maybe the furthest? Because you both get people in your shop that will come from Philadelphia, Jersey, I know that, and places even further than that. But, I mean, they mark that date down and make sure that they're there for it.
Yeah, there's people I know that come from up at the Grand Canyon of PA that every year, Wellsboro area, and they make it one of their trips. And it's same with our shops. Basically, people go on these tours with their motorcycles and go around, and then the stops are like Mark Kovalunik's shop or our shop. They go to the Crayola factory, and they put that on their list.
Yeah, I definitely think it's a big tourist attraction for the day, and I think people are certainly stopping at both shops, stocking up for the weekend, ahead, the holiday weekend ahead. People are stocking their coolers for the weekend ahead, grabbing lunch this weekend.
Well, one thing, Jess, is you're the youngest of us. I mean, I'm Mark, you're a lot older than me.
Yeah, a lot older.
But I mean, in our business, it's endless of what you could do and create. And the biggest thing is that's what it is. It's creating. It's not buying store made products. It's handmade products.
Right.
That whether it's our new inventions, if you want to call it, or whatever it is, and it's pretty unique.
It really is, and I think that's the other thing that I always found a lot of fun, because you guys do it on Kilbasi Fest. I always say you go into the lab and come up with something new. That's always the first thing I'm interested in. What's something new? What's the new, I call them gimmicks, but I mean that in a positive way, like that you guys are doing, because it's not always, and Jess knows some of my specialties. I drive her crazy. Like, when are you getting this in? When are you getting that in? And I follow both on the, on Facebook, so I'm always checking in, so. But without giving it away or anything like that, anything new going to be?
There's always something new. I mean, it's new is always on a daily basis. And you know, the thing is it's our own creation.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think for Fest, I think we would both try to bring stuff maybe that we only have that day.
Yeah.
So both of us, I think we try to bring.
And that's the hard part,
Fest
Jess.
Specialties.
Jess, like, how many times? How come you don't have this at the shop now? Well, that was for the Fest. Well, why are you making it? Well, there is like 40 other homemade items there you can pick from. Or the people that'll come and that you don't have that one product. And they'll go, well, that's terrible. I drove 2 hours and you don't have that. But listen, all I can ever say is.
Our cases are filled with a million other things.
And it makes us feel so bad that we can't have everything for everybody.
Right.
Trying to please everyone every day.
No, but from the beginning, you guys have really expanded with the stuff you do. I mean, so exactly right. I mean, when do you know, like, we're going to have this, but then we can't have that? Because you can only do so much, like
well,
you said.
I'll tell you what, I'd like to just say, like, Mark, I know my whole life. My family has known him, went to their business. Like, when we open up, and Kibasi was the way Kibasi was, it. Your loaf, your rings, your couple of sticks on. And then when we opened, I mean, we got to the part where everybody thought it's like a competition. It's not.
No,
you know,
not at
there's
all.
plenty of room for it, and it has been for years. But what I think that happens is having a younger generation get in there and create new products like you've had for years and how we have. And now we're hoping that our future with our daughter goes the same way and our grandson and that. And it's a thing that it's hard work.
Yes.
It's not made for everybody. So and it's not that you're going to get rich from it. There's times where you don't and there's times where you make money, you know.
Yeah.
But we always put it back in. Equipment for our businesses is crazy what it costs.
Yeah, and that's let's talk a little bit about that because you're right. Because people out there, they love the product, but they don't understand, you know, what goes into it and, you know, with this equipment. And, you know, we were talking a little bit about that before we went on the air even.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's amazing. And it's not cheap, the stuff. No.
I mean, the machines just for stuff in Kibasi, the vacuum stuffers, they have... Well, Lucky Linker, Holomatic, Hansman, or whatever—they're running into $50,000 or more, depending on what you want to do. And then just to make a link is another amount of money. It's quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything. Mark's been doing it longer than I have, and he's invested so many times through the years and years and years. And then you know, I made a move already a second time.
Right.
Where we outgrew our first place, we're outgrowing our other. So, you know, we have some things in a fire now. We're not sure what'll happen down the road, but it's just amazing. We have no room in the building now.
Yeah. Now with the new ideas, how does that come about? You're sitting there one day and the light bulb goes on. You really want to try this, or you know, because as we said, you're expanded so much with the different products that you guys offer now. Take us through how that works.
Usually, like 2 a.m.
That's it. Yeah.
And then I walk into the shop and I. Get this wild idea, and I just go with it.
But your reviews of the stuff you're doing are fabulous, because I'll tell you what, I know we've sampled them all, and it's great. So
not everything flies, but, you know, not everything makes
it. Well, there's a lot of stuff that don't make it out.
There's a lot of stuff that doesn't make it out. Yeah. Not everything makes it out, but...
That's why you guys would write. That would be a great book to write. You know? you see the good stuff, but then there's also stuff like they say on the cutting room floor that didn't make the final edit.
We just made a product this week, and I think it's a great product, but I can't figure out how to sell it. So you'll never see it. I don't think so. It really tastes good, but we can't figure out how to market it. So
we did make we do have this week a bacon that did make it out a bacon cheddar dog that did make it to the case this week.
That's,
so if you are there for Kilbo Fest, we do have a bacon cheddar dog that did make it.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
So years ago, I could give you another story when me and Mark got invited to do Oktoberfest in Shenandoah. First time round, so they're gonna ask a Lithuanian Polak how to make German stuff. So, you know, Google this, Google that, looking recipes up and come up with one. There was one I came up with was called like Schweizenbraten or another. It had potatoes in it, and it was excellent. It was excellent. And then after that, how come you don't have it? I'm like, well, it was Oktoberfest. You know, we can't make everything all the time, but.
And you know, and sometimes it's tough making. I know one of my favorites is the cheesesteak. I drive you crazy with that. That's a project you have. And that, to me, is a fabulous idea. And I mean, it just imitates a regular cheesesteak, but it's Kielbasi. And it's fabulous. And when I see that's on the menu, man, I'm stopping everything for that. I mean, I really am. And whether I have to go down to the store, whether it's, you know, there at the festival, or like, because you guys, the stores are open too, like while the festival is going on.
Yeah, both of our stores are open, and they're both super busy.
Super busy.
They found out because somebody said to me, it's really crowded up there. I'm going to try the store. I said, yeah, good luck. Let me know how you make out with that, because the stores are crowded because people got on to that idea.
Both of us have two full staffs that day.
The amount of people it takes for us, I mean, us alone, we have close to 25 to 30 people just for that day. Mm-hmm. And then we do take a deli case up on the road and fill that just to make it easier. You know, it's a little show appeal and all. But the other part with it is we have a runner. So we'll
have
guys going
runner.
Back and forth
That's
to the
key.
Shop and filling and filling and filling. and it's crazy. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, we tell them we have this at the shop. I can't bring the whole shop on Main Street. Neither could Mark. Mark comes with a big track loader. And
now, do you follow along like from year to year and say this is like something that the people really like? So that you
yeah,
know,
we definitely keep good notes every year, and I'm sure Lucky does as well. Like how many loaves of bread we use every year? How many rolls?
Yep, cut back on this, increase this, and then you go back. Then you're back to like every year from the first year. It's crazy.
But there's something about it when you guys make it right there on site, like the kielbasa loaf sandwiches on there, right with the cheese. I mean, I don't know. It's like they say when you get something at the ballpark, it just has that. It just, man, it's awesome.
I bought more grills for the kielbasa fest than I had in my own business in our store alone. I mean, I just bought another grill because I wasn't happy with our other grill. You know, it's just to make it for the demand, to try to keep the crowd moving.
And that's the thing I was going to ask too, because they descend on your stand, and I mean it's huge line. You got to keep that moving.
Yep.
I mean, and that's not easy. So you got to have, you know, that staffed, and you know you have to sit down and, you know, figure out that like math problem. Like, you know, how many people do I need here so we can keep it moving?
Yeah. How do you keep it moving?
Right.
And you know, keep and you the
gotta,
crowd happy.
You got to keep everything fresh and cool, and like you said earlier. I mean, when they ran out of power, I'm like, whoa, there's thousands of dollars in this cooler, and we need to keep this temperature corrected also.
Yeah.
Got to make sure your runner's answering their phone.
Yeah.
And this is what's great, and this is why I'm glad we're talking about this, because people don't know. They just show up and they, you know, come to the festival, but they don't know what goes on behind the scenes to, you know, make this, you know, a success.
So many moving parts.
Right.
And it starts at 5 o'clock tomorrow for next year's. Right after it closes, we're planning what we do better.
See, and that's Mark, that was going to be my next question. You read my mind. I was going to say, as soon as you're done, what's the little bit of downtime that you might have, if any, before you start thinking about, we need to do this for next year and not that.
Well, actually, cleanup is a whole entire day, just a cleanup.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, spotless. And then right after that, We're hoping we have product, because now Memorial Day has come up, is a busy holiday.
Yeah.
So Mother's Day is big for us. Mm-hmm. Memorial Day, then we have 4th of July, Father's Day.
Father's Day
is a big day.
Yep. It's sort of like a Hallmark business. There's always something.
Yep.
Honest to gosh.
The slowest time for us, I don't know how it is for Mark, the only slow time is about the second week of January. For about 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it'll calm down. And that's when we could make a lot of products, different products we make. I don't know how it is for you guys.
Just because it's the dead of winter. Yeah. It's cold. Yeah. And people are kind of hunkered down, I feel like.
At that time, we're redoing machines, ripping them apart and stuff like that, because a lot of people come in January. So
right.
So that's what we focus on.
Awesome.
Fixing stuff.
Now, the one thing I wanted to talk about, too, is the kielbasa folks that bring their own product in and the judging. Because you guys could probably write a book about that just on that alone. How did that idea, was that a Mary Laskavich idea
absolutely,
that came up?
Absolutely.
And she said, I think this would be great to add to, you know, kielbasa fest.
Well, that's how it started. I mean, that's how it started.
That was the reason for it. And a lot of people never understood that. Well, I hope you win this year. Well, never mind.
There are so many people are saying all the time between me and Mark. Me, Mark, and at the time, the other shop that was there.
There's somebody probably commenting on the program. That's my fault.
So it was going on then where they thought we were competing against each other. And
right.
No, we were judging a contest from outside, you know, people coming in and bringing their product in.
And the other thing that I liked about that, because you guys had the background and all, but I remember Mary, when we interviewed her, I think that was the first year of this, saying about how you actually guys, like, what went to school so that when the time came to judge this, you guys, you know, were spot on with everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this wasn't just something that you went in, like, you know, half-baked. I mean, you guys really took this seriously, and I respect that.
If we could say something that stood out. I actually used to enjoy it. It was a little scary.
Definitely.
I enjoyed that, and it was split. It wasn't Heritage Day. It was only Kielbasa Fest. Heritage Day was in August.
Yes.
So, Mark, you could probably remember when we were first sampling, you want to talk about the furthest place product came from. It was from Hawaii.
That's
remember?
Right.
Wow. And it wasn't Kielbasa, basically, but it was a good product. It wasn't bad.
But it just wasn't Kielbasa, so how could we judge that?
Yeah. A guy, great show, they just commented. I said that was legit. A guy, Mike in Pottsville's checking in. Thank you, Mike. Got your message. But how were, like, take us through some of the people, because like you said, some of these people are really serious. I got a good product. I'm going to win. And then all of a sudden, if it didn't go their way, take us through some of those.
Well, what happens is after the competition, they would come up and we have a scorecard and they would ask,
okay,
well, what do you think about this? And I said, well, this is probably, it's too much this, or I feel it's not mixed enough, or it was stuff too tight. It could be a million things.
Right.
Now, you know, hopefully they took it back and did it and came back next year.
For most years, though, you could tell a product that was going to win.
Mm-hmm.
You could
right
really tell that.
Yeah. You guys could.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And you know, we always thought with our products, hey, like, is it just our area that, like, why are we so big? I went on a road trip one time with a friend of mine. He drove. He was the DD. And I called Mark. I said, hey, I'm going to do this. I don't know. Are you going to be around or whatever? And that's kind of friendship we have. I took a ride up north, visited about 12 different shops, and bought all this product. I bought like $300 worth of product. Brought it back to town. And I got to be honest with you, no disrespect to any of the places, not even close to what we taste. And I said, is it because we live here and we're used to it? I had a guy from up north the day I brought it. I said to a customer, I said, hey, try this, you know. And he says, well, that's where I'm from, where we bought this product. Mm-hmm. He says, that's the reason I come here. We like your stuff better, you know. And it's amazing. Like, remember that, Mark, when it brought all them samples? It was different.
It was. I'm going to bring a blast from the past up for Mark. We'll see if he remembers this. That's what that ding on my phone was. But we got to take care of some business first. We'll be back with more as we continue after these messages on WPPA. Welcome back, folks. Hour number one, as we continue on the program, and we are talking with Dave Lucky Lukashunas, Mark Kovalonik, Jess in studio. We're talking about Kielbasa Fest coming to Shenandoah. It's going to be tomorrow in 462 Kielbasa Fest / Heritage Day, because as you said, Dave, they've combined it now, but we're really covering the Kielbasa end of things. Now, one of the things that we had talked about, it's going on now for quite some time, the crowds are huge. So I guess one of the things I wanted to ask, and we touched on this a little bit when we're going to the break, is how much can you prep ahead of time, or like, you know, try and just kind of get ahead of things if you can, you know, to prepare for that rush that's going to be coming down.
Most of all, thankfully now we have notes from the year before. I mean, in the beginning it was really, really tough, but now we definitely, for both of us, we just keep notes like from supplies we sold prior, like from, you know, ingredients to, I mean, you have to think like paper products to takeout containers to utensils, cheese, bread, buns, what we sell at our shop as opposed to what we're selling at the fest. Like, there is so much that people are just, you know, really a lot goes into it, not just.
I don't know how you guys do
it. For a one-day event, it's really a lot of things go into it.
Because it's both, like you said, you got to prep for, you know, the actual Kielbasa Fest plus the shop.
Yeah, we're really, both of us are operating two full staffs that day.
Yeah. I mean, last night I got done 11 o'clock last night. Every night's 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock for us.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get, you know, the shop has to be full. And again, we still have our normal traffic every day, but it's a lot to prep, and you know, we're not, it's not like just feeding 100 people, it's feeding, there's a couple thousand people come, so.
Yeah. I mean, when you see those pictures, I mean, it's massive. The crowds, they're just massive.
Yeah. I mean, you know, just with products alone, I know that these guys do this. You're going through thousands of snack sticks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, besides there, there are shops that people who go up there, see what you got there, they'll go to the shop. And I mean, people come to our business about them with coolers.
Right.
They take back to the cities. And like I said, and they do come from all over.
That's when you know they're serious, when they arrive with coolers, man. They're serious.
Oh, yeah.
And when we do make a mistake and we run out of something, it just feels so bad to us. And we hurt. It's like, oh, man, how could we let that happen? But man, it just happens. We're trying.
It does.
Yeah, and, like, you don't know. I mean, yeah, we take orders. But, like, you don't know. Like, if someone really likes it, you don't know if they're going to buy 10 pounds or 20 pounds. Like, you really can't control what people are going to buy. And you're never going to say, no, you can't buy that, you know?
Right, right.
So it's really luck of the draw. We both, I mean, we're trying our best here to not run out and do our best to please every customer.
And yeah. I think you do a really good job, believe me, because I could see you know getting sold out like a blink of an eye.
Yeah, we're trying our best, so hopefully.
Now, let me bring a name up from the past, because I promised this guy I would do this, and you probably know him. That was one of the messages we got. When George Logothitis wants to say hello to you, he said, he knew your dad very well and your family. And
the whole family.
Yeah, he was excited when you were coming on, so he had that ding on my phone to say, make sure that we said hi to you.
All right, hi, George.
He's a character, isn't he?
Oh, he is. He's one of a kind.
He goes back. He talks a lot about the Shenandoah days and life. So.
Nobody, not many people realize that his father was from Shenandoah.
Yes.
I think my dad and his dad graduated together.
Mm-hmm. How about
along
that?
Along with Mr. Torzik, and a whole bunch of other people.
Man, that's some big names are dropping out in this area. People know those folks, absolutely.
Yep.
So that's
that was a long time ago.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
So... Now, what would you say is, I want to ask you, let's settle this one too, because we had this debate the one time, and it was pretty close. Fresh or smoked as far as the kielbasa goes? What do you think, or is it pretty much split down the middle with people?
Dave?
Look at that. Oh.
I got to.
Well, heck, you have double smoked.
Yeah, I will tell you, it seems times are changing.
Okay.
It does seem like people are getting a lot more smoked products.
See, I have to admit, there's me. That's my hand. I like the smoked.
Like for the holidays of purchasing, it seems fresh goes more during the holiday.
Okay.
But year round, a lot of smoked. And all, like, besides kielbasa, I mean, the cheeses and all. We, you know, we do a lot of different smoked cheeses. And
so I agree. I feel like town locals, like original people,
yes,
like the smoked or the fresh.
Okay.
Like people that are coming, but I feel that. Definitely times are changing, and we for sure saw a lot of smoke.
Oh, yeah. And we don't only have kielbasa. We have all different.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah. Oh, we're going to get to that. Yeah.
When I first started up, I mean, I was always making soupies.
Yeah.
So they
now,
weren't.
Now, explain that to the people who might not know what that is.
Soupy
we
is
do,
like a time. It's basically a cured meat.
Okay.
So, like, I make several different cured meats. I was always into it since a kid. My oldest, my dad's mom. On the Lithuanian side, she used to make skalandis and all. So the last person was making that was Mr. Quetter from Quetter's Meat Market years ago.
Yep.
So skalandis could be many different versions. There's some in a sack. There's different products. Some are in link, but we make a quite a bit of cured products. So like I put a curing room in our other place now. Actually, we rebuilt it this year to expand it larger. Then we make around 8,000 soupies per year, and now we're doing a skalandis. We do a dry cured copa, so berjol. There's a lot of different ones that we do, and Tyrolean sausage I make. So there's a lot of different things that we do that's not been around, and in town people are starting like that. Back with the days of snack trays. I mean,
yeah.
My wife, she was a produce manager for Boyer's, and when she was doing that, she actually used to win coolers, refrigerators, air conditioners on events where they would compete through a company through Weatherow.
Right.
And she was making all these party trays. So we did a bunch of party trays and all. So
yeah. But now the other thing too, and you talk about it's not just kielbasa, and let's promote your business for a little bit. One of the things I know that goes like crazy too is when you do your meatballs, and I'll drop another name for you, Gina Gargano from Explore Schuylkill. Just can't say enough about those, and Gina's probably listening, so I'll give her a little shameless plug too. But She is tough. I always tease her. I like to go. She's like an East German judge where food's concerned. So if you're pleasing her, you're doing something right. And she said it's the best meatball she's ever had. And I know you guys take orders for that because that's one of your biggest, you know, products that you guys move.
Yep, it is a Meatball Friday for us, so it should be up fairly soon, right?
I did see that. That's what I'm bringing up to. I got the Facebook post,
today,
Meatball
yeah.
Friday.
Yeah, almost ready.
And best order ahead, right? Because those things,
yeah,
you know, fly out of the store.
Yeah, definitely sell out today, so getting there.
So it's a lot more than just, like you said.
Definitely just more than kielbasa. I mean, you have to these days. Definitely have to diversify
Kishki,
our products.
Babka in the stores, and like you see all that stuff. That's the good ethnic stuff.
Dave's background is Lithuanian and ours is Polish. So when he says Galandi, our side would be a Kirkuska.
Yes.
That would be the kind of meat that it would be, but we don't dry ours. Mm-hmm. We have an experiment with that. So he would make spindukis, which is a meatball Lithuanian
style.
Right,
that's a Lithuanian style, yeah.
So it's just different, but the same.
Yeah, you got to the part there. Mark and myself belong to an organization called PAMP. And we get to see all the newest equipment out in the entire industry in the world. So people from all over come to these events. And, I mean, we're at the point where with our bindukis, we make them continuously.
Mm-hmm.
So we have them. We have them in a freezer section. But we go through possibly anywhere 600 to 800 per week. So you can't roll that. So I bought a machine just for doing meatballs. We were up at an event place called Phoenix Scale. Shout out to Bob out there. We bought a machine with the dies, so it ends up I can make that many in 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow,
it's amazing.
That really is. But I know one of the things too, and to me it seems simple, and I'm looking at it right here. But I know the snack trays, you know, for both you guys, you guys provide that, and that's just not just good for you, but it's a great gift idea as well for different people.
Yeah, I'm sure Lucky will agree. I mean, it's just a great way. Everywhere. I mean,
I mean, you talk about advertising. We don't advertise. Neither one of us ever advertise.
No.
The best advertising is somebody coming in our shop and give them samples. Mm-hmm. That's the best thing. And word of mouth.
Someone takes a tray somewhere and it has your name on it.
And that's how it goes. Exactly, Jess.
Yeah, my sister took a tray from you guys to a party, and man, she was the head of the party. Man, she walked in there, and man. It was great. So, and as you said, that's great because people know. They hear the name and they know right away.
Well, if you have a doctor's appointment, right? I'm going to tell you right now. You take them, the nurses or the receptionists, take them some kielbasa, right? If there's 20 people in, you're in first.
I got to remember that for mine coming up. That's a great idea. I mean, right? So I'll try anything. That's good stuff. But. I just think what you guys have done is tremendous, and you've stayed with this, like how many years that we're doing this now, and you got to keep it fresh. You keep tweaking it because it keeps going over. Because stuff, you look at so many things now, they're just dying off, or people just can't keep them going. Mm-hmm. And Kielbasa Fest, Knockwood is something that, you know, just continues to go, and the crowds are there. And as we said, a lot of times the weather has not been ideal either. Last year, I remember I was there. It was raining, and you're standing in the line. But that's how people enjoy this, you know, because they're willing to stand in line. The rain is coming down, but man, the product is what makes it.
Yeah.
Well, I think we'll all agree that, you know, yeah, it's a really great day, undoubtedly for our businesses, but it's a really great day for our town
mm-hmm.
in general. You know, just our organization DSI that runs it, but also, you know, our local vendors. You know, there's a lot of volunteer organizations fire companies.
I agree with Jess on that. We actually have an investment in our town.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, we run really, you know, we both have businesses here that we're super proud of, but we're proud of our town.
No, and I think that's great. Exactly right. You're invested in it. Mm-hmm. That's where we're located, and that's, you know, you give back to the town, and I think that's great.
So it's not just us doing the kielbasa fest. It's all the people behind the scenes mm-hmm. making everything, you know, setting everything up, and they're the people that really should get some award, some kind of recognition,
you know,
for
DSI
what they
is
do.
Definitely doing some legwork. They're, you know, every year pushing to bring new vendors in.
They hurt for help themselves. I mean, you need volunteers. You know, a bunch of students from the school district do volunteer to help DSI with the event, but there's still never enough help. So, I mean, if anybody's looking to get some hours in for if somebody needs some type of hours or whatever, you know, contact DSI and volunteer to help them out. again, you know, all the different vendors, we're not the only two up there. There was many, many vendors come out. It's good for the town. Listen, we want to see our town do better. And a lot of the small coal towns, you know, they were hit. They were hit hard. I mean, mm-hmm. they had big population. They were knocked down to nothing, and blight came through. So hopefully they get a bite on that and keep on moving forward. I mean, it's like I said, we have an investment, and we're proud of it.
Yeah. And, you know, a friend of mine who's out of the area now is in visiting. He said, he brought that up. He said, you realize, like, when you talk Shenandoah, how lucky you are because you have Kumphalonix, you have Lucky's, there's Mrs. T's, there's so many, there, you know, different things out there that when you go to other areas, they just don't have that. Right. So we are lucky. And, you know, Shenandoah gets a black eye a lot of times. So this is a time when you can really, you know, promote the town in
a
positive
way. I definitely think it's one day that we could. Yeah. You know, Mrs. T's included.
Right.
We could all really pour back into the town.
Yeah, you want the Hookies do their Bellinis,
yeah,
I think, too.
Yeah, the
Hookies
will definitely have a great day, too. Yeah. They'll have a great big Bellini line, so sure to visit them.
And that's the thing, and Gina Gargano, we often talk about this. This is, like, our favorite event to talk about. We say, like, for the new people, you got to pace yourself. It's just what you're doing. Because people go there and they see all this, and then you're done. You fade out. So slow and steady wins the race. Work around, walk it off a little bit, then, you know, come back again, because there's just so much to choose from. And I like to see, because you guys get hit up, the Bellinis get hit up, you know, and pierogies, Mrs. D. The ethnic stuff seems to be the first thing that the people go for.
Well, tomorrow's supposed to be a warm day. I mean, it's supposed mm-hmm. to be in the 80s, so. Hydration is important. Hydration.
Well, yeah, you know, we talked about the weather with the rain, but you get the heat, and you guys are operating there with that throws the heat, and you have that regular hot weather as it is. So, yeah, you got to be careful. Both of you be sweating a lot. I know that. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Mark won't be. I mean, he just watches Jess do all the work now. Yeah, I see him pointing.
Mark's put his time in.
He's pointing his finger a lot. I don't know. I mean. Me and him hug most of the time.
Yeah. that's good stuff.
One of those memorable things after all those the festival and stuff. It was about 2 years ago. It was so hot that it was really stifling out there.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the things that I remember. Right. You know, there's the cold days, but that hot was really.
I really took a beating that year too. It was so hot. I had shorts I wore. I had a knee replacement. Well, I have to get my other one done. What do I put on my knee? I had Bengay on my knee.
Oh, boy.
So I'm sitting. I had my hand on my knee. I'm rubbing my knee. Next thing you know, my eye is itchy. I'm getting sweating. I burnt my eye, so I had to pour water in my eye. So a good 40 minutes, here's me in the chair with my head backwards. What's the matter with him? I go, I got Bengay eye. So
it happens. That's
and, you know, like with us guys, we have fun, though.
Yes.
Though. Like,
yeah.
It's, listen.
Mm-hmm.
Money could be made if you work hard enough, but I just love the way we get along and all. I mean,
oh yeah,
we could tell
along
you stories
so
like when Jess had her baby, you know, when we have pictures. We show everybody pictures of my belly and our belly because
I believe that was the first fest.
I still have my belly though. I don't know. You got rid of yours.
I believe that was the first fest.
And then my daughter, she had her baby, so it's same with that. And yeah. things that me and Mark do. I mean, we have a lot of great fun together. It is a good time with both of our families, and we're all pretty close, so.
It really is. We're going to take our final break. We'll come back with more as we continue on this Friday edition of Let's Talk. Back with more after the break on WPPA. Welcome back, folks. Final moments of our first hour this morning. What a great program talking Kilbasi Fest in Shenandoah. That big event's coming up tomorrow. Dave Lucky Lukashunas, Mark Kovalonik, Jess is in studio with us as well. And this has been a great time getting ready for the big event coming up in Shenandoah. Now, let me ask you this, because we had a running debate here. You talked about the holidays and being busy for that and all. So you got Christmas, Easter, you of course got Kilbasi Fest. Like, so where do they rank as far as, or is it pretty close, too close to call?
Christmas and Easter.
Those are the two big ones.
The biggest.
Yeah. Definitely Christmas and Easter, yeah.
And it all depends on how you measure it. Because we're going to measure, because Christmas, that includes Thanksgiving. So from November 1st right through Christmas and to New Year's. So you have to measure that. So that's bigger. But just a two-week thing, it's probably just Easter. That's what I figured out one time. Whether I'm right or wrong, I don't know.
But I also think, like, Christmas as a whole, you celebrate more. Like, you don't have an Easter party at work.
Yeah.
And you don't celebrate Easter with your friends, but like you celebrate Christmas parties with your friends. You may celebrate it twice with each side of, you know, you just celebrate Easter or Christmas a lot more. You know, you celebrate it at school, as you celebrate it at work. So, you know, you're going to sell a lot more trays, I think, through Christmas.
And yeah, we always see it starting like the three times: Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter. Definitely Christmas has more trays, ranking it that way. But then all the small days. Do we call it small days? Again, I'll go back to 4th of July, Mother's Day, the New Year's Day, Labor Day, Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm. You know, then I think just like sporting events, or like, you know, Super Bowl is huge anymore.
I have noticed time over time, every time this in the state, if the Eagles or the Phillies are playing, the Steelers are playing, those weekends we sell more product.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you have to throw in Penn State too,
right? And that's
home
right.
Penn State, Penn State games, as well. Yep. Yeah. Beautiful Penn State weekends, like if it's a, you know, opening weekend for Penn State, that's huge for us.
Right.
Home games for Penn State, just little things like that.
So you got to, you know, over time you realize you got to make sure you have product for all them times. I mean, because it's all fresh made.
Yeah.
I would rate Kielbasa Fest over above all the other as the fourth holiday or something.
That's a top holiday in there somewhere. Yeah.
You're reading my mind. So you're going to say, Mark, now we talked the regular holidays. Where would the Kielbasa Fest fall in there? But
so
you got to put
that's
it
up
in
at the top.
Yeah.
Definitely. And then weather plays a factor for all these things too. You know, Easter time of the year. I definitely think, you know, Dave would agree here, when it's a later Easter, I think that's always helpful because you're not worrying about snow. Like a March Easter,
There's been years where Easter came in and we had snow, and I'm like, oh my God.
A snowstorm could.
You got to try to keep everything up. Now you got to clean up all the snow. Where are you going to put it?
You got to worry about take care of parking. Are the crowds going to still come?
People going to be safe going home and coming. You don't want somebody to get hurt just to come for something. You know, we always urge people out. Always call the shops.
Mm-hmm.
Like, call, make sure, if there's something you're going to come for a drive a long way, call, make sure we have some of the products, because we make so many different products, so just to see that we have them.
Well, I think between that calling and then, you know, posting on Facebook when stuff is there, so, you know, people are aware that, you know, you have that, because I'm one of those Facebook person. You see me rolling and, you know, I saw something on there, so.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to get out of it. Social media. I mean, it's
Social media has done wonders for both of us.
I'll bet.
I still remember the days, like almost 30, we're going almost over 30 years. I know these guys have been generations of, but you know, it's something I started, feels a little different. But I remember putting an ad in the paper the first year I'm open about hams.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, that didn't work. So, nothing happened. So
a little 2x2 ad in a hurl.
So over the years, you know, when social media came out, bang, you make up a new product, put that on, and then like, so then you get creative. Then you go, ooh, the secret product. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned, you know, so it makes people watch more. And just what we're doing here today.
Yeah.
I mean, this is our new era of social media and podcast and all the other things that go on.
Exactly right. So this has been a fun time. I'm looking forward to it tomorrow. We'll get our softball game in today, so I don't have to worry about that tomorrow. I can spend time up in 462 at the Kielbasa Fest. So what's the furthest somebody came for something, if you can remember just quick? Because I always wanted to know, because people ask me to ask you that. If you can recall off the top, you're the furthest.
I definitely know I have an order tomorrow from Connecticut.
Poof, there you go. UConn country.
I mean, I know over the years that people that came that were actually – They were coming through the area and heard about the fest, and they drove like 6 extra hours to get here. And they're not even from our town.
No. So what that tells you. That tells you the magnitude of it.
There's a lady that came from New York City. She had something to do with some Lithuanian thing. She's not even from our area. She came down and did something up. But it's pretty interesting. They come from all over.
So tomorrow in the Times for it again, quickly?
It'll kick off after the parade, which is at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, yep.
Sounds good.
Down until 4.
10 till 4. Make sure you're there. Kielbasa Fest in Shenandoah. Mark, Jess, Dave, thank you so much for coming in and previewing the big event. And keep it up, because it's good stuff.